Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast, where we help you plan your vacation in 30 minutes or less. Wondering what is currently open at Disneyland Resort? What special procedures are in place? Be sure to join our email list to stay up to date on all the changes. Join now at disneylandwithkids.info. On this episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast, we are previewing the new and exciting Magic Key Pass, which is Disneyland's new annual, I don't want to use that word, but annual pass offering for Disneyland Resort. I am Becca with This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth.
All right, Jessica, the day is finally here. We've been wanting this, and a lot of California residents have been wanting this. Disneyland has released detailed information about the new pass program, and I want to call it annual pass because it basically is, but Disney is calling it a loyalty program, I guess, but it's called the Magic Key Pass. And so we're going to talk about that today and preview the different pass types, maybe talk about the pros and cons of those passes and all of that good stuff. So first, let's just tell everyone, we both do not live in California. I live in Idaho. You
don't live in California.
Even though you're there often enough, you would think you live in California. You don't live in California. So neither of us live in California, but we were both annual pass holders. And it's a long story I won't get into. I missed being a legacy pass holder by 2 days because I didn't renew. And you are a legacy pass holder. So
with the magnet to prove it.
Well, I have the magnets because they've started giving them out to everyone.
Totally.
They had to get rid of them. But with the legacy pass holder program, so when Disney closed, they kept just extending the pass expiration dates for people for a long time, pause payments, all that kind of stuff. But then in January, they announced they were actually canceling the program. However, those who had an annual pass on the day that Disneyland closed would be legacy pass holders, which means you'd still get to have discounts at select locations and all of that good stuff. And they just extended that discount till August 15th. Normally they were extending it like a month at a time. So this kind of clued us in that something was coming, right? Like we had an idea.
Exactly. And rumors were rampant online like they always are. And we promised to give you solid information that is official from Disney Parks. So we waited until that information came out just a few minutes ago. And those of you listening to the podcast, catching up whenever you are, we have that information that's official.
Yes. Okay, so let's just start with the basic first thing is, what is this new annual pass program called?
It is called Magic Key. And instead of annual pass holder, will now be called Magic Key Holders. It's kind of a fun play on the old Disney ticket books that had the letters A through E. Those were actually called Magic Keys. So this is a great way to bring back some of those older nostalgic things that we love about Disneyland and put it into the future of the annual pass holder program.
That's great. And I'm actually really glad you pointed that out because I've actually been a little mad at Disney for using the term Magic Key because just a few days before the announcement of this was the announcement of the digital key, which is where you can unlock your rooms at the Disneyland Hotel and Grand Californian stuff with your room inside of the Disneyland app. So it was very confusing, I thought. But when you bring up how it's the nostalgia of the ticket books, then that makes a little more sense. I can be a little less mad about the confusing names. Let's just get to the biggest change with all of the passes, but it's not as big a change as we expect because there was a new pass introduced right before the closure that incorporated this. So what is the major change that pass holders are going to have to deal with? And then we'll get into each pass type.
Sure. Well, the Disney Flex Pass, which was introduced before the closure, is our main ticket kind of to understanding this new Magic Key program. And that means we need to have theme park reservations to go to the parks, even if you have a pass. So getting used to that beforehand and then now getting used to theme park reservations, I think we're good. I think we're going to be able to handle this and digest this information that we're going to be sharing today about the Magic Key Holder Program.
Right. And of course, in the show notes for the podcast, we will have links to helpful articles and all of that kind of stuff. I know Jessica and I both have an article up detailing these new options, and you can check out all about the reservations there. One thing to note is that these reservations can only be made up to 90 days in advance, not 120 like the theme park ticket. So there is a slight advantage for our ticket holders there. But
do have a way around that that we're going to talk about later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But first, let's get into everything that everybody wants to know. And we're going to go to the annual pass types. But while we do that, we're also going to answer the other big question. And that is about payment plans for California residents. So let's just start out with the Southern California option and talk about the payment plan in with that as well.
Okay, so there are payment plan options if you're a California resident, and there are four different types of Magic Key passes, and they range from $3.99 all the way to $13.99.
All four types do allow payment plans, correct?
They do, as long as you're a California resident.
Yes, and one thing to note is that when you go in and you do the math, if you take the annual price and divide it by 12, you're going to get a different number. And that is because you will be required to put down some money, which that was how it was before. But that amount has gone up. Before I was looking at my article, it was $149. And now it is $179. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about what perks you get with the Southern California option. This option is only available to Southern California residents, and it's called the Imagine Key Pass.
Yeah, so these all have different names to them, just like the old annual passes. And I could never remember which one I had. I'm like, it's the highest one, whichever one I can get in all the time. But we're going to start at the ground here, and this is the Imagine Key. It's $3.99. And once you do your down payment, that can bring your monthly payment to $19. These are per person. Each key, Magic Key, is per person, just like tickets are per person and annual passes were per person. All right, so this one is available for Southern California residents only. You can hold up to 2 park reservations at a time, and you'll get 10% off merchandise and 10% off food and beverage.
Okay, so let's clear this up, because this is going to be a question that we get throughout as we go throughout these 2 park reservations at a time. Now, first off, this was the deal with FlexPass, which let's point out that FlexPass was $5.99. So this is a cheaper pass option. And there is a reason for that, but we'll talk about that later. But the 2 at a time, that doesn't mean you can only go twice in 90 days, right? Like if I were local, I'd want to go more than twice in 90 days. So how can that work?
So you're going to reserve your 2 days. And then once you actually use a day, it should work so that at midnight that night, it will take off that one day and then you can book another one. Is that what you're understanding, Becca?
That is my understanding as well. And of course, once we have like real on the ground experience, then we will be updating our articles that are in the podcast show notes to reflect that. But that is what we understand at this point.
Well, let's just pause there for a second and mention that these passes go on sale August 25th. And you can actually use it that day as well if there are reservations available and it corresponds to your pass type. So beginning of August right now, we have a lot of time to digest this information. We hope you go to the show notes and read all of our blog posts about this to figure out which pass is right for you.
Yes, definitely. So you brought up another point, you know, the reservation system. I was thinking, with our tickets, they ask you to cancel by the night before, but there's no penalty. With the Flex Pass, there was like a strike system. We don't know if there's a strike system with this right now, as far as we could tell from the information we were given. We'll obviously deep dive into the website a lot more and have that by the time the podcast is live, we'll have that information. But what's the deal with if you decide you don't want to go?
So you want to cancel your reservation the day before you don't want to go. And with the FlexPass, like you mentioned, there was a strike system. So if you didn't cancel a certain number of times, they're actually going to like take away a reservation or something like that. But again, that might also be in the fine print already. And it looks like it is. And okay. It's teeny tiny print. So I'm trying to see if I can read exactly what that is. You know, we'll just add it to the articles later. Because hopefully you won't need to do no-shows.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Okay. Magic key holders are a no-show for three reservations in a 90-day period. They will be unable to make new park reservations for 30 days. Existing park reservations at that time will not be canceled. The 30-day period begins the day after the third no-show and will continue even if the pass is upgraded to another pass during that time. So it sounds like, let's say you no-show your third time, but you still have a reservation 10 days from now. It sounds like you can still go to that reservation, but you just can't make any new ones. But it won't be like, yeah, they're not going to pause when it starts. You just
yep,
can still
and
go
you're still
and then
gonna
you have 20
be
more days.
Payments.
Yeah, right. And you'll still make payments. So you yep. have to cancel by 11:59 before. So just be sure that you do that. And remember, this is three no-shows in a 90-day window. If you're not showing up 3 days in a 90-day window that you're reserving, maybe you shouldn't have an annual pass. Maybe you're not going often enough. I don't know. I guess coming from Idaho, I can't imagine that. But maybe for locals, it is something that could happen. Okay, let's... also, you kind of touched on it, how they go on sale on August 25th and you can actually use them that day. You can make reservations that morning if they're available, correct? Mm-hmm. Like last minute.
Exactly.
Okay. The other thing we did not touch on for the Southern California option, the Imagine Key Pass, is the blockout dates. So right. Are we going to see blockout? You would think, oh, there's reservations. Why would they even have blockout dates? But there is a blockout calendar, right?
Yes. And okay. I haven't seen if that's live yet, but that's going to be a major factor into determining which pass is right for you, because maybe that Imagine Pass is great for your wallet, but maybe the days that you can reserve aren't even going to be compatible with when you can visit the parks.
Yeah, it's definitely going to affect that. And the blackout calendar is live now. I can't give you exact number of days you're blacked out. Well, maybe I can. Maybe it says at the top. It does not. But you do have quite a few. It looks like almost every weekend is blacked out. And then, of okay. course, major tourist times, the spring break, the most of the summer is blacked out. So with all of these options, you will want to, and we'll have the information in our blog post for sure. That you can go and you can find this, but there is a lot of blackout dates. So this is just like the lowest Southern California one that was there before, where you had a lot of blackout dates.
Yep.
All right, let's move on, because we have a lot of people listening or tuning in that are not from California or Southern California and won't have that option. So what is the lowest tier that's available for anybody to buy? What's it called?
That's the Enchant Key. And these names are just really interesting, because I'm going to want to call it the Imagination Key, the Enchantment Key. It's Enchant.
Or Enchanted, like the movie.
Yeah, it's the Enchanted Key. There'll be all kinds of different nicknames. I'm sure these will get very soon. But that one, you're able to make four park reservations at a time. You still get 10% off select dining and merchandise. But this one is $6.49 a month. And once you do that down payment, it could bring you down to $40 per month.
Great information. So that this one, mostly it just bumps you up. And I will tell you, the blackout calendar is a huge difference. You have really? Some weekends available, like almost all September. Only Labor Day weekend is blacked out in September. Okay. The weekends during October are blacked out, but that's fine. But you can go mostly just blocks out Saturdays and Sundays during busy times. And then big travel times. So you'll see even spring break is not blocked out on this, except for 1 week surrounding, you know, how they always do the week around Easter gets blacked out.
Exactly.
So there are, and then summer, and there's a lot of availability. So it's a big change, which is probably why there is such a big price increase when the perks as far as discounts are the same. And of course you get those extra 2 days. So this one might be a good fit for those that maybe live a little farther, Northern California residents, Arizonians that go a lot. Maybe I could squeak by on this one. I'm not quite sure. But it's that 4 day thing that kind of gets me there. I'm not sure if I could only go for 4 days at a time. But definitely one to consider if you are on a budget more. This might be the one I get my family, and we'll talk about that more later. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a great option. So there's not much that we need to cover as far as like differences, because the reservations, same thing, you know, the penalty for not canceling is the same. Everything, basically how you make them, will be the same. Let's move on to the next one, which I kind of like the name of this one.
And Believe
Key Pass. And we're getting up there in the price. We're almost to four digits. So what's the price of this one?
This one is $949, and it's $65 per month with your down payment of $179. So this one, you're going to get a lot more reservations that you can hold at one time. It's up to 6 park reservations at one time. So the other ones were 4 and 2, just to give you that brief reminder. And then you'll get 10% off merchandise, 10% off food, just like the other ones, but you'll get 50% off theme park parking. So this has a really interesting mix to who this might be for. Tell me about the blackout calendar for this one, Believe Key.
Okay, so this one is pretty wide open. You will have you have half of Thanksgiving week blocked out, whereas the other ones had the entire week blocked out. Okay. You do have winter break blocked out, the same spring break blocked out. And then sometimes you have a holiday weekend that's a 3-day weekend is blocked. Saturdays are blocked. Sundays are not. I don't see, other than holiday weekends, any Sundays being blocked out. And you can actually even go on Memorial Day, and Labor Day weekend is open on this one for this year. So, and even next year, because they are showing through September 2022. So it's a really good option if you are someone that will definitely not go during winter break and during that spring break that falls before or after Easter, the one that is their major spring breaks. Mm-hmm. But the big thing for me is this 50% parking. I can't figure out who that would be the perk for. Maybe someone, I guess, like us, like sometimes we park, sometimes we don't, mm-hmm. depending on where we stay. But this is going to be an interesting one to see how this plays out. What are your thoughts on this?
I feel like that's for people who are driving from Arizona or California, Las Vegas, who are coming for more days in a row, but they're driving instead of flying. So they're going to want more time in the parks, and they might be parking, but at the same time, they would also be staying at hotels. So that's just kind of an interesting selection there. And let me just also remind you that these passes, the Magic Key passes, are good for one person for 1 year from whenever you purchase and activate your pass.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's something to take into, if parking is the main reason that you are upgrading, which you'd have to do the math for how many times you plan to visit, whether a 50% parking discount is worth it. But you may only want this type of pass for one person. If the lower pass, if those blackouts work for you, then that might be an option. And then, of course, the other one is that 6 days, because you have people like me that come from Idaho. And when I come, a lot of times we're going for 5 days. And while I could, you know, make 4 days, and then if it rolls, when it rolls off, hope I can get that reservation. When you're coming from out of state, you don't want to chance that. You want to know that you're going to be able to go your 5 days. So right. I think that's going to be what tips people to this pass, if that's their option, especially someone like me where I'll probably have an annual pass, but my family won't. I don't want to buy them 5-day tickets and then me get left out of the park on day five. Usually it goes the other way around with you and I. Like, we go a day without our families.
Yes, that's a really good point.
So definitely something to think about. And the other thing I want to point out is the discount here is still the same as the other lower passes. You're still at a 10% discount. But that's something to think about, is how much you will spend on food and merchandise, especially if you're thinking of going up to the top level key. And what is that one called?
That is called the Dream Key. It sort of reminds me of the Dream Suite. And that one is $13.99. That is the most expensive one at this time. And it breaks down to $102 per month if you're doing that $179 down payment, which you are required to do in order to make payments. And California residents only can make payments. So let's talk about what this gets you for $13.99. And is this worth it?
Okay. Tell us.
Up to 6 reservations at a time. So that's the same as the other one. But it's funny, the chart that I'm looking at from Disney doesn't say this. There aren't any blackout dates on this one, on the Dream.
There aren't. And I have already decided why they didn't put that on there.
Ooh. Okay, but let me keep going and then you tell me.
Yeah, go on that. 20%
off merchandise. So that is the highest merchandise. The other ones are 10. And 15% off food. And parking is 100% included.
Yeah.
So interesting. Like, do those little things make up for that price difference? Okay, why didn't they put this on the main infographic that Disney shared? Why didn't they put blackout dates?
This is why. It's because there are still a limited number of reservations available. And if you put there are no blackout dates, you know, I love annual pass. I was an annual passer, you're an annual passer, but we both know that people that pay for that top tier pass and it says no blackout dates, they feel that they should have complete freedom to just show up whenever they want. They were very, when they said, when it was announced, you know, that Disneyland was going to open and all those things, they're like, I better be able to get my dates when they, because we knew a reservation, this was when we thought it would open in July 2020 and it didn't. And we knew there'd be a reservation system. They're all like, I better be able to get reservations. And even at Walt Disney World, people are mad that they could only do so many reservations at a time because that's not what they paid for. So I think that that was purposefully left out of there because once maybe they only have 5 reservations available for this pass type on Christmas Day and they don't want to leave that open for people to be upset about that. They can be like,
gotcha,
subject to availability. Right. So that's my feeling of why they didn't list it, even though when you go to the blackout calendar, there are no blocked out dates.
Yes. So believe, let's go through, I'm going to say the monthly payments for each one. Dream is the highest. That's $102 per month. Believe is the second one down at $65. Enchant is $40 per month. And Imagine is at $19 per month, and they all require a down payment of $179.
And just to reiterate, only California residents may make payments. And that's how it was before. I was actually speaking with one of our favorite listeners and followers, Debbie, right before this, and she didn't realize that as non-California residents that we were not allowed to set up a payment arrangement. So yeah, we don't get to do payment arrangements if we do not live in California. So I wanted to talk about a few other things that we will be able to access with this pass, this key to the magic. And the first thing is Disney's press release talked about be among the first. Did you read that part, Jessica? Did you see what they're offering people if they're among the first to sign up? So when this goes on sale, let me put this down here on the bottom, on August 25th, no earlier than 10 a.m., the first 66 days they are doing something special. What is it?
They're giving you something. Maybe a magnet, but there's something else.
There's pins. I know one was a pin. And there were a few other things like mentioned in it, maybe like a card or something, like a welcome card. But there was a pin and a magnet that are supposed to be in there. if they'll do as well as getting these magnets out to all annual pass holders that sign up in the first 66 days as the original annual pass magnets, then I wouldn't put too much faith in it. But hopefully, hopefully they've figured this out. But this is a perk for those that sign up within the first 66 days. You will have to decide whether that's worth it when we get into our suggestion here in a minute. But second thing I noticed is that there's something special in the month of September that they're doing. It starts September 1st. Did you see that as well? There was a lot of information. So if
Yeah, there was a lot. Tell me, remind
Okay. So there is a special experience beginning September 1st that annual pass holders or Magic Key holders will be able to access in the Starcade in Tomorrowland beginning September 1st. Jessica, we're going to be there at the beginning of September. And I was debating whether or not I was going to get this Magic Key card before Magic Key Pass, Magic Key card, I don't know, before we go. And now I feel like I have to just so that I can do this experience. I don't know what it is, right?
Well, they did say it will have like a vintage feel to it and photo ops. So it kind of sounds to me like the old like AP corners that they had for annual pass holders. But it's just exciting to see it back. I mean, every little thing that comes back makes me so excited.
Definitely. So speaking of the things they already offered annual pass holders that they're bringing back, I don't know if you saw, but like yesterday they announced they're closing down the annual pass terrace, tasting terrace or whatever they called it up there. That's been there for like a couple years now or a year and a half, maybe, I don't know. But I didn't freak out too much because I figured this was going to happen. And in the announcement, they also noted that this will be returning. I think they're just changing the name.
Right.
So that will be available.
For Magic Key holders and their guests. And yes. I wonder if they're going to take the whole second level instead of just that one outdoor part. So if anyone has been on the second level to Wine Country, that is where we're talking about. And then just off to the right, there's the little area that they have right now for legacy pass holders. That's the same place we're talking about, right? By Wine Country. That second level is really cool. It's open air, just covered. And I have only ever used it during that media event that we went to.
Yeah, I've used it for that. And then that's it. Like, so I hope they take it. I haven't gone up there because obviously we weren't allowed in right at the beginning. Plus I didn't have my annual pass anymore. Not bitter or anything. but okay, I didn't
we're
do
gonna
it before.
Get you one.
Yes, I am getting one when I can. Because it was more alcoholic drinks, which is not my thing. And I just liked Lamplight Lounge. I was like, I'm just gonna hang out at Lamplight Lounge. But now it's really hard to get into Lamplight Lounge and get reservations. So maybe this will become my new hangout spot. I don't know.
That's true.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think is really important before we get into tips and like go ahead?
No, I guess this is the tip. We need to talk about when people should upgrade, if they should upgrade, and how they can get a discount on their Magic Key Pass, because we have the inside scoop on that. The prices that we told you earlier don't apply to you because you're listening and you're watching right now. We have a way for you to save and get a discount on those passes. So Becca, take it away.
All right. So the first thing is, when should you upgrade? And the one thing I touched on is that, or Jessica and I both touched on, is that you can only make your park reservations 90 days in advance with the Magic Key Pass, but you can make them 120 days in advance when you have a regular park ticket. So this may come into play if you are someone that is going to the parks during a time when the pass that you want is blacked out, or maybe you're worried that reservations will book up. You can purchase a regular ticket and use that to make your initial reservations and then upgrade during your visit. And you can do that anytime during your visit. When you upgrade to an annual pass, the first day you used your ticket will be the origination date of your annual pass. This is also a great way to get around a blackout date. So let's say this year you're going during a blackout date, but the rest of the time of the annual pass, Magic Key Pass, this is going to take some getting used to. You're like, oh, I'm cool with all the other blackouts, but I'm going to be there Labor Day weekend like Jessica and Becca are this year, hopefully. And like we're hoping, we're not sure if we're gonna be there.
But. Yeah. So let me give a real life example. One of our viewers, Catherine, mentioned that they probably won't go till Christmas time. So my suggestion for you, Catherine, is to purchase a multi-day ticket, however much you want to do, through our link at Getaway Today, because you're going to get the discount on your ticket, whether you want to do a 3-day ticket, 4-day, 5-day, whatever you want to do. You'll have that ticket. You'll be able to make your reservations 120 days in advance. Even if your SoCal Pass, which one is that called? Quiz time. Which one is that called? The lowest one.
It's the Imagine.
Even if your Imagine key pass, key holder pass, is blocked out. So you get your 5-day ticket. Let's just say you're doing 5 days. You're able to book those reservations. You use those reservations, and then on the last day, you upgrade it to an Imagine key, and then you've already put this huge down payment, which, like, the Imagine key is $399. So a 5-day ticket is around is it under $300?
A 5-day ticket is over $300.
Okay. So,
you almost paid 50 bucks.
And you got around the reservation at 90 days because you got those at 120 and you got around your blackout. So that's how we anticipate it working. And we think this will be a great, not only deal money-wise, time-saving, because you're going to get in those reservations 120 days jump before everyone else. And then you'll be able to upgrade your pass, and your pass will start on the first day that you went in from your 5-day ticket. So this is getting really technical, but it's just one example that we can share with you right now on how we think it will work.
Yeah. And again, we have this in our articles that will be in the podcast show notes, or we are also recording this live. So if you're watching our live, I do want to let you know, we both linked our articles on our individual pages so you can read them there. The one thing we are checking on is I heard a rumor yesterday that the special California resident ticket that is the 3-day that they have for sale right now cannot be upgraded to an annual pass. So we will look into that, and we will get that information out to you guys as soon as we can. Now let's talk about, so what about all our friends that know how we save money on tickets and all of that good stuff? Let's talk about it.
Well, we call it the red Target card trick. Is that the one?
No, not even.
We're not even there yet.
Yeah, we're not at the red Target card.
Okay, Becca, you tell me. Ticket. I can't read your mind.
Just buy a discount ticket, right? Well, buy it through Getaway Today, our partners. We both partner at Getaway Today. Disney Kids partners with Getaway Today, and you get a discounted ticket. Now, I'm just going to use even numbers. These are not the prices. These are not the discount amounts. But let's say the ticket's normally $300 if you buy it from Disney, but Getaway Today is selling it for $295. So you're saving $5 there, right? When you go to Disneyland and you go, I want to upgrade this, they're going to give you the full $300 as the
credit base value,
the credit towards your annual pass. So that's the first way. And if you are a Disney with Kids member and listen to this podcast, you know that we have a special price we've negotiated for our people. And so definitely take advantage of that. And of course, we, Jessica and I, both have discounted tickets as well through our links. And then after you do that, and I put this in my article, when you go to upgrade, now they are going to have the upgrade version through the app. And I want to preface this by saying, I do not know if this will work through the app, because like right now it's kind of weird to use gift cards in the app. But this will work if you walk to a ticket booth. And as soon as we know, we'll update our articles about whether it works in the app. But when you go to upgrade, now you can use the red card trick for the upgrade difference. And what is that trick, Jessica? Well,
this is Becca's bread and butter. Like, you've been talking about this since before anyone in the Disney community was. So all credit to you. If you have a Target red card, I have the debit card, so it goes right for my bank account. Those of you who don't want to deal with credit cards, you can buy, as of right now, you can buy Disney gift cards and you will get 5% off. It's because they're classified as entertainment cards instead of gift cards. So even the fine print says you can't get discounts on gift cards. For some reason, that just works right now because of the way it's classified. So buy your discount Disney gift cards, And then you can pay the difference on your annual pass, your magic key pass. Somebody help me. And get a 5% discount on top of the discounts that you already saved by upgrading your discount ticket. We know all the ways around this. And yeah, you can purchase things in the app with the Disney gift cards. Like Becca said, we're not sure how it's going to work with this particular thing, but you can use that for food. You can use it for merchandise. And I did use it on mobile ordering last week or whenever it was that I was there. Really recently. And you just have to push it, put in other payment option, and you copy and paste that number every time. Because as right now, it won't save the number, but it really wasn't too tricky at all.
Yeah. So like we said, we will keep you updated on it. I think that's all the time we have for the podcast. Great. Those of you tuning in live, hang on, because we will be answering your questions. But we do need to end our podcast with our traditional would you rather. So Jessica, obviously the would you rather has to be, which of these new magic keys or magic key passes will you be purchasing for yourself, and which would you purchase for your family, if any?
Dun dun dun. Okay, so looking at the price point and without seeing the calendars, I will likely do Dream or Believe for myself, even though parking has nothing to do with what I need. I usually don't have a car, and if I do, I'm parking at a hotel. And the reason I would choose those is because I like having no blackouts subject to reservation availability. But also, I saved all my refund money, and I also take out a certain amount of money every month from my bank account, and it's in a savings account that's entitled annual pass savings account. So I'm good to go. So it's going to be Dream or Believe for me. The family, I have never purchased them annual passes before, but it would most likely, depending on the calendar, be Enchant or Believe. And I will definitely be upgrading existing tickets. Okay. What about you?
So I'm going to say, I think sometimes Jessica just wants to have the highest pass to have the highest pass. It's a,
when they ask me what discount I have, I say it's the highest one. I don't know.
I think it's a FOMO thing for, like, if she ever wanted to be there on Christmas Day, she doesn't want to have to worry about it. Totally, I will probably though go with the Believe pass just because I don't normally go during Christmas or anything like that. And I don't usually park, but once in a while I do. So I want that like 50% off. But for me, it's more the 6-day reservation that really kicks that change for me to
from
change
Enchant
it.
To Believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because of the fact that sometimes I need to go 5 days or 6 days. So I want within a 90-day period, especially when I have a work trip and then come home and immediately leave for a family trip, which I've done.
We all need to go 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
It's just so, how it is.
And mine, I don't know if my family will get annual passes. A lot of times I don't buy my family annual passes. I have to really look at, and I keep saying annual pass again, but I really have to look at our travel plans for the year. And we kind of got out of that habit of, with, you know, not being able to travel, of looking at what are our plans? When do we think we'll go? So I'm going to have to really sit down before my family goes again, because I will upgrade tickets for them as well if I do it. But I'm going to have to sit down and be like, what are our travel plans? Because another thing we didn't really touch on is there's not going to be a coast-to-coast pass right now. So that we have a possible trip to Walt Disney World, so that changes it. So we're going to go ahead and end the podcast right there. We'll be, again, for those of you that are watching this live, we'll be answering your questions now, so make sure you have those in the comments. But that's all we have today for the Disneyland with Kids podcast, and we'll see you real soon at Disneyland.